Ashley Morales, and joining me today on Impact Catalyst is Ashley Lowry, President and CEO of the Homeless Empowerment Program. Thank you so much for being here today, Ashley.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So I'd love to have you tell our viewers a little bit about your mission at the Homeless Empowerment Program.
So HEP is a social services agency located in Clearwater, Florida. We currently have a 10-acre campus where we provide housing and support services for individuals, families with minor children, and veterans. Our goal is to break the cycle of homelessness, and we do that through the comprehensive support services that we offer here on campus.
So the HEP has been around since 1986. How has your approach to breaking the cycle of homelessness evolved in that time?
Well, when we first started, we were really just providing basic necessities. You might have heard the phrase two hots and a cot. That's essentially what we were doing. We were providing three meals, clothing, and a place to stay temporarily. And our founders, Barb and Otis Green, realized that the clients that were coming to HEP were leaving in the same condition they arrived to us in. So slowly we started expanding the services that we offer on campus. So now, today, we offer emergency housing, transitional housing, and permanent supportive housing. So depending on where the individual or family is in their journey, they're placed into the appropriate housing for them. And then in addition to that, we now provide comprehensive support services that are aimed to really address all of the issues that led to homelessness in the first place. For example, we have a dental and wellness clinic to kind of assess all of the clients that come into the shelter so that we can get them medically and mentally stable. We have a workforce development center that takes all of their past experiences and their resume and helps them find gainful employment in the community so that they can live independently. And those are just two of the dozens of programs and services that we offer on campus now.
Why is it important that the average person should care about this issue, even if they've never experienced homelessness or doesn't know anyone who has?
So I think a common misperception is that homeless individuals are a separate population from everyone else, and that homelessness can't happen to somebody who's educated and has a job and is, you know, has never experienced it in their lives or maybe not even known anyone who's experienced it. But the truth is that homelessness can affect anybody at any time. I think the recent hurricanes that we've experienced in our area are a perfect example of that. I mean, how many jobs were lost along the beach when businesses were completely destroyed, and how, you know, the affordable housing inventory was severely damaged. There are a lot of families who have never experienced homelessness before who are on the cusp of it now due to those storms. So I think, you know, the reason that everybody should care about this issue is because it can literally happen to anyone.
Well, and I think a lot of us maybe don't realize how we're just one or two bad months away from being in that situation. You know, like you said, during the hurricanes, we saw that firsthand. But I think if anybody sits back and examines their life, you know, it doesn't take much to be in a really difficult situation. And what you guys do, you know, those other wraparound services are so important to get people back on track.
Absolutely. And even outside of natural disaster, you know, we have families here all the time that just went through a really bad divorce and they used to be a dual income household and now suddenly they're not. Or, you know, there's a significant death in the family or a car accident. So many things can happen that kind of lead you down that rabbit hole to end up at a place like HEP.
So I'd love to hear, on a more positive note, a success story about how your program has changed lives here in the area.
I mean, there's so many of them. One that comes to mind is a client of ours who was a mother and a father who had two young children, and both of them lost their jobs during COVID. And they got to the point where they were literally sleeping in cardboard boxes in vacant parking lots. They were referred to HEP through the city of Clearwater. Arrived here, we were able to stabilize mom and dad, get them both jobs so that they are now earning an income for their children. The mother had severe dental damage and went to our dental clinic and got completely free restorative care for her teeth. Both mom and dad are healthy. The kids are both thriving in school. They're in gifted programs and they're about to move out into their own apartment. And that's just one of the dozens of families that come to us in a similar condition. So it's very rewarding to work here because, you know, for all the hard work that you put in, it's amazing to see people really, you know, take onus of their situation and take advantage of the programs that we offer and make it on their own.
That's incredible. And I'm sure you see that a lot too, where families just need that little bit of hand up, you know, to get their lives back on track.
Yes. In fact, our tagline is helping people help themselves. We never want to, you know, just set them up in the perfect situation on, you know, without them doing the legwork themselves. It's so rewarding for our clients to put in the work and to put in the time to make it on their own. And then they're self-sustaining after they leave HEP. Most of the families and individuals we serve, they never need a homeless shelter again because we've done such a good job kind of guiding them through the process to independence.
It's incredible. What are some of your goals in 2025?
Well, we know that the affordable housing inventory took a big ding through the hurricanes. So we are looking at expanding. We just purchased a little over an acre of vacant property within walking distance of our main campus here. And we're going to be expanding our permanent supportive housing for families with minor children. It's such a need in our community. There are thousands of school-aged children who are homeless attending Pinellas County schools. And so we're just trying to fill one gap by providing some affordable housing in our area.
Well, that's incredible. That's a huge goal.
Thank you. Yes, we're very excited about it. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. So for people watching this who want to get involved, who are passionate, how can they do that?
I think the best way is to come and take a tour of our campus and see everything that we do here. There's so many aspects of HEP. We have a beautiful community garden. We have a mobile farm stand, a thrift store, the dental clinic, as I mentioned, workforce development center. Our campus is beautiful. We hear all the time from people who live right around us that they never realized HEP was a homeless shelter because we don't look like the stereotypical thing that you might think of when you think of a homeless shelter. So we're very proud of our campus and the work we do. And we just encourage anyone who's interested to either visit the website or give us a call and just come out and see what we do firsthand.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Ashley, for your time today. Thank you for all you do in the community. It truly makes a difference. And I just so admire what you guys do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you for using your platform to shine a light on the work that we do. We really appreciate that too.
Absolutely. Happy to. Have a good one.